Louis's desire for magnificence extended to every aspect of his life, especially his wardrobe. He dressed in the finest cloth and expected his courtiers to do likewise. And when his hair began to recede, he adopted the fashion for elaborate wigs.
A half inch of lace on a cuff, a gold or a silver button, whether your pearl was here on your collar or here, these could mean life and death to the courtiers. Fashion was hugely important, and it was a very important way for the aristocracy to distinguish themselves from the ordinary people. Louis influenced fashion to some extent. When he was a young man, he dressed quite flamboyantly, lots of cavalier silks and laces and ribbons. He was a bit on the short side, so he introduced a fashion for high-heeled shoes. His mistresses, perhaps, were more influential on fashion. Madame de Montespan invented various outfits, including one, the glorious déshabillé, which was a sort of a tunic worn over trousers. And she invented this because it was very easy to take off. Normally, a lady's dress required two women to stand behind her to undo all the strings. And, of course, Louis was an impatient man. He couldn't be bothered waiting. So she invented this outfit so that he could undress her discreetly and easily in private.
With so many courtiers now craving his attention, Louis kept them busy by turning his daily activities into public rituals.
When he gets up in the morning, that's the royal levee with a great queue of great nobles who hand him different articles of clothing. At night, it's all reversed. It's the royal coucher, and he takes things off and gives them to nobles. Great nobles would quarrel with one another as to which of them had the right to hand him his shirt, because it had to be the person of highest rank in the room.